Now, boys and girls, last week I told you about some of the great things that our Lord Jesus Christ did while he was in this world of ours. Those great works of our Lord Jesus Christ are usually referred to as miracles. And of course, one of the reasons why Christ performed all the miracles that he did was to show that he was the Christ, the Messiah, the one whom God had promised to send into the world to be our Saviour. When our Lord Jesus Christ performed those great works, when he healed people from their sicknesses, when he gave sight to the blind, when he raised the dead even, those things were to show that he was the one that God said he was going to send to be the Saviour of all who would believe in his name. So as our Lord went about this world, he did those many, many great works, those miracles that we very often call them. Now, our Lord didn't only do great works, of course, but he also spoke great words. During his time, he was always speaking, he was always teaching, he was always preaching. Sometimes he preached to great multitudes of people. Sometimes he preached just to one or two people or a few people. Many times he spoke just to one person, our Lord would speak, and he would tell them the things that they needed to know in order to have him to be their Saviour. And very often when our Lord Jesus Christ spoke, he spoke in what we call parables, or what the Word of God calls parables. We very often say that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. In other words, our Lord Jesus Christ would speak about something that everybody knew everything about, something that they could see going on in their life every day. But then he would tell that story, but then there would be a heavenly meaning. There would be a meaning in the story that had to do with the truth, with the gospel, with our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Well, one of the greatest parables, in fact, our Lord himself calls it the great parable, is what we call the parable of the sower. And our Lord Jesus Christ, one day, when he was preaching, in fact, from a boat, because again, Christ preached from many, many places. Sometimes he preached on the side of a hill. One of his great sermons is called the Sermon on the Mount, or the Sermon on the Mountainside. And sometimes he preached in the marketplaces in the town, or in the synagogue, or in the temple in Jerusalem. Well, this day, our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching from a boat. He had started to preach on the seashore, but there were so many people who came to listen to him preaching that the disciples put him into a boat. They pushed the boat just a wee bit out into the water, and there our Lord stood, and he preached to the people, and he told this great parable about a sower. Now he said this, he said, a sower, man who sows seed in the ground, he went out to sow his seed in the ground one day. And he says, as he sowed that seed, four different things happened to the seed. He said, some of the seed fell on the footpath, that's the hard bit of the field where the people would have walked back and forward. And he said, when that seed fell there, because it was so hard, he said it just lay in the top of the ground and the birds came down. You know what birds are like? As soon as they see a bit of bread in the garden, if you put it out for them, down they come. Well, he says the birds came down and they snatched away the seed. He said some of the other seed, well, it fell into ground which had some earth, but it had a lot of stones. And he said that it just began to grow up. But no sooner did it grow up than it just withered away. And then he said some other of the seed, it fell in among thorns and thistles. And they were so strong that when that seed came up, the thorns and the thistles choked the seed out. But he said some of the seed fell on good ground. And when it fell on good ground, it went down into the ground. And then, of course, in God's own time, there came the harvest. And the farmer went out and he reaped the harvest. Now, as the Lord would have told all that to the people, I'm sure you can understand that too. Those people would have understood what the Lord was speaking about. In fact, it may have been, that when he was in the boat, he would have been looking into the hills. Maybe there were some farmers there sowing their seeds, doing just that. But whatever, the people would have understood what he would have meant in the earthly story. But what did he mean? What was the heavenly meaning? What was the real meaning of that parable? And so we're told that when the disciples came to the Lord, they said to the Lord, "What's this parable of the sower really mean?" Well, said the Lord, "That seed, that's the word of God. That's the truth of God." And he said, of course, when the word of God is preached or spoken or whatever, he says sometimes the word of God falls onto hard hearts. It's the truth of God's word. It's the gospel, boys and girls. But because some people's hearts are so hard, when the word of God is heard by them, it's as though it just fell on stony ground. And immediately, said the Lord, as soon as it hits the stony ground, down comes the devil, just like the birds. And the devil snatches the word of God out of people's hearts and minds. So sometimes when the word of God is preached, he says, it falls on, well, on shallow ground. People hear it for a little time, and it seems to have a bit of effect on them. But then, because it's shallow, they're not willing really to hear the word of God aright. And he says, sometimes when the word of God is preached, then it falls into a place and it grows up. But people begin to think about the cares of life. They begin to think about a whole lot of other things. And just like the thorns choked out the seed when it grew up, so those cares, those other things that people begin to think about, they choke the word of God. But, he says, there is the word of God those times when it falls into good ground. And what that was, boys and girls, were hearts and minds of men and women and young people and boys and girls that were ready to hear the word of God. And when people are ready to hear the word of God in that way, then the word of God goes down into their hearts, deep down into their hearts, and then it works in their hearts just like the seed works in the ground. And then there comes the point where it's seen that that man or woman or young person or boy and girl, they become a Christian, really a Christian. And they begin to live for the Lord and speak about the Lord and pray to the Lord and read God's word. That's what the parable of the sower is all about. You know how a man sows seed, says the Lord, and this is what happens to the seed. Well, when the word of God, which is the seed of God, when the seed of the word of God is sown, then all of those things happen as well. Now, one question: what kind of ground do you think you are? I wonder if I asked you that, boys and girls, men and women. What kind of ground? Stony ground? Shallow ground? Cumbered ground? Or good ground? That's the big question. And of course, we would ever pray, boys and girls, that your hearts and minds might be like the good ground that receives God's word to the glory of God.